Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. Reading from Exodus 16 and beginning at verse 11. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I have heard the complaints of the children of Israel. Speak to them, saying, At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God. So it was that quails came up at evening and covered the camp, and in the morning the dew lay all around the camp. And when the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a small round substance, as fine as frost on the ground. So when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need. One omer for each person, according to the number of persons, and let every man take for those who are in his tent. So, I was reading here in Exodus, the 16th chapter and verse 11, and I understood that the Lord provided for the children of Israel. Moses tells the children of Israel in verse 16, This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Let every man gather it according to each one's need, one omer for each person, according to the number of persons, and let every man take for those who are in his tent. Now, Google says that an omer is about 3.4 cups, which, according to Google, is 1 quart. But according to the weights and measurements of the Bible, an omer is 2 quarts. So the Lord commanded they gather 1 omer per person each day. So every single day they got up in the morning, when the dew lifted, they saw on the ground manna, and they picked up at least 2 quarts full for each person in their tent, each person in their family. That's including servants, etc. So now, Google says that the manna was a substance that you could make bread out of. You could ground it together and you could make bread. But the scriptures doesn't say that. It says that manna is angels' food. It's bread. Psalm 78, verses 23 through 25, it says that manna is angels' food. And Moses had told them that it was bread. He didn't say anything else like what Google is saying, but he said, This is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. That's in verse 15. So the Lord provided fresh manna each and every day. You know, I was taught to prepare for a rainy day. Put back your canned goods, your veggies, your canned meat, your preserves, you know, your fruit. But the Lord wanted the children of Israel to focus on who was in control and have enough faith to see them through each and every day. So the Lord didn't want them to store up for more than one day. The Lord wanted them to realize who was providing their needs each and every day. How many of us trust the Lord each day? You know, how many of us think about the Lord today and worry about tomorrow when it gets here? Because we understand that the Lord is our provider every single day. He comes to our aid. He comes to our rescue each and every day. He provides for us each and every day. In Genesis 22, Abraham saw the Lord as a provider as well. He saw the Lord as his rescuer, because when he obeyed the Lord and he prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice, he knew the Lord would provide. And if he didn't, he knew that God was able to bring his son back to life, or to restore his son, or to give him another son. So he trusted in the Lord. He obeyed the Lord. You know, it's really something to get the wood. It's, you know, you build the altar, you get everything in place, and then you lay your child on top of it to sacrifice him to the Lord. When he obeyed the Lord and prepared to offer his son as a sacrifice, he knew that the Lord was going to do something miraculous. You know, maybe in his mind, he thought the Lord would bring his son back to life. Or maybe he thought his son wouldn't pass away at all. I don't know. He's going to sacrifice him. He's going to do everything you do to sacrifice him, but his son was going to continue to live. I don't know. We don't know what was going through Abraham's mind. But we know that he trusted in the Lord. We know that he withheld nothing from the Lord, not even his own son, because the Lord said in Genesis 22, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." I don't know what was going through his mind, but we know that he trusted in the Lord. We know that he withheld nothing from the Lord, not even his own son, because the Lord said in Genesis 22 and 12, "Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." So because he obeyed God and he didn't hold back even his own son, the Lord provided a ram in the bush. And in James 2, verses 21 through 23, God said that Abraham's obedience and faith was counted to him as righteousness, and God called him a friend. Do we bless the Lord with our obedience and our faith? Job said, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." That's in Job 1 and 21. Now in Kings 17, 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 8 through 9, Elisha knew that the Lord was also a provider. He trusted in the Lord when God told him that he had commanded a widow woman there to sustain him. The widow believed that the Lord was a provider because she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her son, her house, did eat many days. How many of us would listen and take the advice of the man or woman of God? You know, if Sister Viola told me the Lord said to do this or that, I would believe her, because I've been knowing her for quite some time. I know her lifestyle. I know how she believes. I know the way she teaches. I know how she feels. You know, I trust her enough that if she spoke, the Lord was speaking to her. But if somebody brand new walks up to me and starts talking to me and telling me that the Lord said this and the Lord said that, I'd kind of be thinking, "Now, Lord, wait a minute. I don't know you that well. I don't know what your lifestyle is. I don't know how you follow the Lord. I don't know your walk with the Lord. I don't know. Let me pray about this and see if the Lord really told you that." Amen. That's what I would think. But if it's someone that you've known for so long and you know their walk with God, you would believe them. So this woman, she believed Elijah, even though she didn't know him. You know, She took his word that God told her to feed him the first cake, and then God would supply for her household. The oil would not run out, and the flour would not run out. And so she would have plenty of flour and plenty of oil to continue to make bread, cakes, food for her and for the men of God and for her son. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.